We had other families living with us in the war who had wanted to get out of London. We had evacuees, the early part, who were perfectly awful because they'd never been in the country in their lives. They'd never eaten fresh vegetables or fresh food. And I thought they were ghastly. They picked their noses and wiped it under the table. I always remember being very shocked at that behaviour. We did have Americans. The Cadland House was still standing, and that was the headquarters. And we had General Patton, I think it was, there for some time, who was a big American general. But we also had Air Marshal Sir Arthur Cunningham, because he'd been CNC at Calshot before the war, and we had all his family living with us.
You mentioned that you saw black American troops.
You see, they were awfully kind to us, and they used to give us Hershey bars and all sorts of sweeties. Of course, sweets were very much rationed, and we thought that was absolutely wonderful to be given an American Hershey bar or something that we would normally never see, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were always very friendly, and one only saw them very briefly because they were then moved on almost immediately. But the back of our house, they built a camp, and they had all Irish labourers who came to build the jetties and things before D-Day. We didn't mix with them very much. We didn't see much of them.